San Francisco is rolling out its version of universal health care this week. The program there will cover 82,000 uninsured city residents. It's paid for with tax dollars and payments from participants, but it also depends on contributions from employers. And as NPR's John McChesney reports, some businesses say they can't afford it.
Here at the Chinatown Public Health Center, Mrs. Sheng Li is one of the first people to apply for coverage under the new program. In front of the clerk are her driver's license, bank records, and tax forms. Mrs. Li is 59 and lost her husband last year to cancer. They had no health insurance. She speaks through a translator.
To be able to receive health care with no cost, it would have helped me tremendously, and it would have helped a lot of other people.
San Francisco is extending this program first to the city's poorest. For people with annual income under $10,000, there's no participation fee. There's a sliding scale, so if you make between $10,000 and $20,000, you pay $20 a month and so on. But you can't take this coverage with you. It only works in this city. Dr. Albert Yu, the medical director at the Chinatown facility, was succinct in his evaluation.
This is a wonderful program.
That's not the opinion of the city's restaurant owners, according to Kevin Wesley, the director of their association.
The restaurant with 100 employees that offers full-time health care to their employees today, they spend about $100,000 a year. That number would go to about $250,000 per year. I've got to tell you, restaurants just don't make that kind of money.
Wesley's Golden Gate Restaurant Association is suing the city in an effort to stop the program. Now, there's irony in this confrontation because the program's chief creator and advocate, Mayor Gavin Newsom, is a restaurant owner.
I'm actually a member of the Restaurant Association, perversely probably paying into this lawsuit against myself.
Newsom says the association's arguments ring false. First, because there aren't many restaurants with 100 employees. And second, restaurant owners can buy their own health insurance if they don't like the city program.
My first restaurant I opened has 49 seats. We provide health insurance. Won't cost us a penny, this program. Found a way to do it. It's the right thing. Be able to retain my employees longer. They're healthier, literally and figuratively. They don't have the stress associated with not having health care. And I'm being more competitive as well when I go out to find better employees, and that makes me a better restaurant.
Wesley says his organization just doesn't think the employer mandate part of the program will help alleviate the health care crisis in this country.
There's no significant innovative reform here, and so there's no hope that the cost escalation is going to slow down whatsoever.
Mayor Gavin Newsom says the city is aware that its program is experimental, and it will be adjusted as it's rolled out so it won't adversely affect businesses. The program depends in part on federal and state dollars that will last only 3 years.
And we hope within 3 years that we're out of business, that the state steps up and does the right thing for the 6.5 million of us that are uninsured in the state, and the federal government finally does its part of this and makes San Francisco's proposal no longer valid and no longer important.
Stephen Shortell, the dean of the School of Public Health at UC Berkeley, says the San Francisco program can only be seen as a stopgap measure.
The key word is experimental, and that's the way to view it. They're going to learn as they do it. And it is designed to light a fire under others at the state level and the federal level. It's designed really, I think, to draw attention and to make this issue more visible. And I think it will probably have that effect.
Already, several cities around the area and the country have expressed interest in what San Francisco is doing. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.